have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us on this afternoon. This is Shabbat Saturday. I am your host, program on today. I'm telling you, the Lord is up to something so incredibly awesome in this season for his people. But first, I want to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Father God. Listen, people of God, we were created to worship them, to worship our Father. Did you know that? And that's why we come here every Saturday and we exalt his name. We lift up his name. Hallelujah. Because by his will, they exist and were created. We were created to Shabbat our God, to praise our God, to worship our God. He is Elohim. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Shammah. Hallelujah. He is the Lord God, our healer, in Jesus' name. So we bless his name. Because we were created to worship him, to Shabbat him, to praise him. And that's what we do here on Saturday, Shabbat Saturday, with me, your host, Apostle Dawn, and our producer, Dr. Tina Kim. That's what we do. Tuning in on this very special Shabbat Saturday, we have a very special guest with us, glory to God, the one and only prophetess, Lisa Harris, glory to God. I know that she has come with a word in her belly, and I am not going to forsake the time. I know the woman of God is like a horse ready to run out of the gate, because indeed there is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realm. And you and I, we have been given the authority to speak and say something in this hour in the name of Jesus. And so we come and we Shabbat our awesome God. We encourage you, our listening audience, in the name of Jesus, because this day, the day that I woke up and breathed my first breath, amen, the Lord kept me through the night, and I woke up and said, thank you, Father, for just the breath of life, and I am so grateful again just to come forth in this day, in this time, in this season. And I want you all to know again, I was going to call her Dr. Lisa Harris. I'm calling those things that be not as though they are, amen. I don't know why you can't hear me, Jesus, the name. I just got a note from her that you all can't hear me. Can you hear me now? Hallelujah. She said it's like I'm going in and out. Hallelujah. Well, I know I have my headset on, and I am connected. Please forgive us for already we're starting out with some audio issues, but I'm going in and out, she says. My God, today. You know what? To God be the glory. Amen. Because I know that he's doing something so powerful on today. Can you hear me now, woman of God?
I mean, I can hear you. It's like it's just a little clicking, like in the background.
Okay, but is the audio consistently? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good. It's just while ago you was going
okay.
Like in and out.
Okay, I was going in and out earlier. Well, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you now that you cover the airwaves over this broadcast, and we come against every spirit of hindrance in Jesus' name. I would ask, Father God, that you just monitor this room, any unlawful, amen, activity that is not ordained of you, Father God, quash it now in the name of Jesus. And we apply the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation, the move of your spirit. And we thank you, Father God, that you always show up in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that audio check. I never know what's going on, but I praise God. Thank you for that. And with that
amen.
Being said, people of God, the next voice that you hear will be none other than Prophetess Lisa Harris, woman of God. Blow up the room in the name of Jesus. You're released to go forth.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord on this afternoon. We're just grateful and thankful for one more opportunity. Amen. Anytime when it comes down to serving God, doing something for kingdom ministry sake, we should always be excited, preparing ourselves. Amen. So this afternoon is a privilege and an honor just to be able to come on this Shabbat line. Amen. With my sister. Amen. I praise God for the opportunity. We praise God most of all for health, life, and strength. Amen. Amen. And we praise God today for just having a sound mind. I don't know about you all. Just having a sound mind is enough to give God some praise and thanks and glory and bless his holy name. Amen. When we think about all the things that God has done for you and me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just praise God just for one more opportunity. Amen. I know, Pastor, I'm excited. That's why I'm so excited. Because we are on the wake-up list this afternoon. Amen. And we got so much to be thanking and praising God for just life, health, and strength. Amen. I do give honor to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, and the Most High God of my life. Amen. The priest, my Jehovah Jireh, my El Shaddai, he's my provider. Amen. He's my keeper. He's my strength, my redeemer. And I do give honor to my my pastor, amen, Bishop Michael J. Morton, amen, God Way Ministry. I do honor him, and I honor everybody on the line this afternoon. There is a word from the Lord as I will begin to seek God concerning the word for today. Amen. I praise God for the just me and him having a one-on-one friendship, relationship with God is so important that we all should have that encounter with God. Amen. Let's go to a quick prayer. We're going to jump right into this word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence this afternoon right now. Father God, we ask you to examine us right now. We repent right now, Father God. Anything we say, any thoughts might have came to our mind, out our heart, our mouth, we ask you that you forgive us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just come before your people, hallelujah, your sons and your daughters on today, God, your chosen daughters and sons that you have set aside such a time as this. So God, I present my body, hallelujah, a living sacrifice today, God. I present everything that I say today. You're going to get some glory. You're going to get some honor out of this word. And God, I give you praise. I give you glory, hallelujah. I shabak your name on today, hallelujah. My soul love you today, oh God. My soul magnify the Lord on this afternoon. I praise God. One more opportunity, my God, just to come before your present. And then I tell the Lord, thank you, God. I praise you. I give you glory, and I give you honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen, amen, amen. Today, we're going to be talking about the fire of God. Ah, woo. How many know we all need that Holy Ghost fire? And the fire of God begin to fall on us. It's a consuming fire. We need the fire of God in our lives. Come on, somebody. If we open up our mouth, we want the fire of God to come out. The fire, when the fire begin to come out, what happened? It began to burn up something in the natural, right? So we need the fire of God in our life that wherever we go, wherever we speak, we want the fire of God. We don't want just the fire, God, but we want that consuming fire. Jeremiah said, just like fire, shed up in my bone. I could imagine when Jeremiah said that. I believe the fire of God was all on him till he probably couldn't even pertain himself. He couldn't explain himself. Come on, somebody. So I'm about you all today. I'm telling God, Lord, I need the fire of you back into my life. Hallelujah. And as the woman of God was going forward and began to do just a little edifying, I hear the Lord say, spoke to me, plain it here, and say, tell my people today, the Father said that's a second wind coming. Oh my God, hallelujah. He said, tell the people today, there is a second wind. It's getting ready to hit you, getting ready to locate you. My God, hallelujah. He said a fresh wind of glory, the fresh wind of fire, the consuming fire, it's going to hit you right today. Right where you located somebody, hallelujah. That's enough to give God some praise right there. The fire of God, meaning when God answers by fire, there is a rapid, a response, a speedy, a quickening, intervening, a positive consequence and result. There is what the Bible called the fire of the Lord. This fire of the Lord is a you quickly divine fire that's not found anywhere. Catch it not. Catch this. It's saying the fire is not found anywhere. Come on, somebody. You got to be in a place and a position yourself. When you say, out your mouth. Lord, let your concern fall upon me. For the Father say, are you in your right place? Are you in your right place? Come on, somebody. Are you connected to the right people? Because I don't know about you all. I'm going to get to the word of God in Acts. When they said they was out in the upper room. In one accord, come on, somebody. If you want a supernatural move of God to take place in your life, you got to be around some people that's kingdom-minded people connected to you. Come on, somebody. Praying the same thing, speaking the same thing, believing the same thing. The Bible says, how can we walk together? Listen, be in agreement. How can one or two or three, four, five? Baby, you got to be in agreement. If you want God to move in your ministry, you got to come together. It's oneness. Hallelujah. This fire, the Lord, is a unique divine fire that's not by anywhere else. It is a holy. Woo, you got to be holy, baby. It's pure fire from the Lord. How do we keep the fire of God to sustain the fire? Uh-oh. It's going to cost you something right here. You want the fire of God? God said, uh-oh, got the cost. You only going to get it through fasting, prayer. It should be observed, observed regularly in your prayer line, in your meditation, in your fasting. Come on, somebody, in your laying before God in prayer. Come on, he said you want to fire God, you got to fast, you got to pray. You got to sacrifice. What are you willing to give up? I fast 3 days. Today, y'all, can I be real? I want to plan on fasting today. But the Lord said, I don't need you to eat nothing till you come up with this line. Because I want all of Lisa. Whoop. I y'all ain't here for many days. See, the Lord said, don't eat nothing, Lisa. Come on, y'all. I'm going to eat some pancakes, some sausages. Come on, somebody. I already had them. It's on the table before me writing them. But the Father said, I don't need you to eat nothing to come off this line. So what did I do? I yield to the Spirit of God and not to my flesh, because I want y'all to get all of God that's in me. I don't want you to don't hear Lisa. Hear the Spirit of God speaking through me. I'm just a vessel. I want his chosen daughter, his chosen disciple. Come on, somebody, that he'll set aside a time like this. That's why your God say, if you want it, you got to fast. You got to pray. Come on, somebody. He said on a regular, daily, these kind of come through much fasting, much prayer. Come on, by somebody. Their prayer is what sustain the fire and make it burn. Uh-oh. Always prayer. Prayer is the option. What you mean? The option, people got the word option. Oxygen every day. They breathe in, breathe out. But the Father say, I'll be the fire. I'll be your oxygen. You ain't got to rip on no oxygen tank. He said, come on, that fire God come up on us. It begin to burn out everything that's not of God. So today, the Father say, the fire of God on today. We talking about the consuming fire today. We all need the fire of God in our life. What you might say, what you mean? It means it begins to burn up some things in us. Come on, somebody. The Bible said walk in the Spirit that we might not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. We need the fire of God in our life, the consuming fire in our life. It begins to burn up some things that's in us that's not of God. Amen. And it said that keep the fire of God in our spirit. And blowing with predicament flame, what is the fire of the Holy Spirit? Fire represents the presence of God. When Moses encountered God at the burning bush, later when God appeared in a pillar of fire to lead his people in the wilderness, amen? Exodus 3. And verse 2, I'm not going to read that. I'm going to keep moving. Amen. I'm going to go to the word in a minute. In the books of Acts, we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Acts going to begin at verse 1 when they talk about when they was all in the upper room. And then it said they all got filled. Acts 1 and 13. Talking about that, it will be back there in a few minutes. Amen. It say, and prevail, God give me and you strength. Amen. And more time, he will baptize me with new strength every day. We can ask the Father, God, restore my strength, God. God, I feel a little tired in my physical body, in my flesh a little tired. But God, you said right here that you will give me strength to do this assignment. Give me strength for this journey. Give me strength. Amen. The Bible says strength lies among who the saints of God. If we be tired in our natural man, we should be able to connect with somebody in the realm of the spirit. And once we come around that person, we should be able to get strengthened. T-H means, guess what? You will continue to get strength from God Almighty. Amen. God say a second wind coming. Now, I promise y'all, I wrote this on this paper yesterday. Spirit of Lord, I was at this table 2 minutes ago. It's one of God was playing the worship song. The Spirit of Lord said, tell my people that's a second wind coming. Now, I wrote this down yesterday, but I didn't remember writing it down. But the Holy Spirit began to download me again and said, tell my people that's a second wind coming to me and you. Come on. And I don't know about you, I tell myself, I will not die. I will fulfill my purpose, the assignment that the Father has on our life. Amen. Now, let's get to the Word of God. I have a first scripture coming from Acts 1 and verse 13. And we're going to get back to my notes. Amen. Acts 1 and verse 13. Amen. And when they come in, what they had to do, what we have to do, we have to come in. When we go into prayer, we coming into a room, altar, we coming in into the presence of the Most God. Amen. It say when they come in, they went up into an upper room where a boy, both Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Barnabas, Matthew, James, the son, amen, they all continue with one accord in prayer. So what you saying? Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, Judas, Simon. He said they had to continue in one accord in prayer. Remember I said earlier, if you ever want God to move for you and me, get you a group of people that God has signed to you and me and say, let's go into prayer. But you got to be on one accord. You got to be together. You can't be having your mind way out there in left field, right field. When you come into the presence of God, when Lord has said, gather my intercessors, gather my wailing women, gather the warrior, the prayer warrior, we got to be on one accord. On the way God going to move, we got to be on one accord, and we have to be what? In agreement with each other to get what God has for us. Amen. It said these all continue with one accord in prayer. Supplication with the woman, Mary, mother, Jesus, with his brother. If we have to do that. Amen. Here we go. Let's go back to verse 8, 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you and ye. How can you have power if you don't have the Holy Ghost? Jesus is speaking right here. He's telling his apostles right here in the books of Acts. He said, you want the Holy Ghost? You want that consuming fire? You want the power of God? You must have the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Jesus is saying it right here in first Acts 1 and 8. So let me go back to verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time of the season which the Father had put in his own power. Verse 8 said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. But these points, you want the fire, you want the anointing, you want on the consumer fire. He said you must have the Holy Ghost. How we get the Holy Ghost? We need to tarry. I don't know about y'all. When I got the Holy Ghost, y'all, I had to tarry for hours and hours and hours. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand what was going on, but I know I need the more than just be saved. I want the power. I want the anointing. I want the Spirit of God in me. So I say I heard of the Holy Ghost, but I never had an experiment. I never had an encounter till I met the mother of the church, and she said, baby, you want the Holy Ghost? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you got to tarry. I didn't know what tarry mean. Amen? But guess what? I was desperate. I know I needed something else in my life. It was a void in my life. And once I got the Holy Spirit, once I got the Holy Ghost, it made it all different in my life. Come on, somebody. In other words, God will speak to us in the grocery store. Speak to us in the mall, in the hospital, and say, don't go here. Don't go there. Do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? It's demonstrated. It is struggled. I'm telling you all, we all need the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we need to go back to the Father. Father, I need a refilling. It's nothing wrong with going back to God and telling the Father that you need a refilling. Amen. Some of us feel like we already arrived. I have arrived there yet. Amen. I'm every day I humble myself down in mighty hands of God as a little child. He said, humble is the way. If you humble yourself down before God, then he said, in due season, he shall exalt us. Amen. Let's go to Second Kings 1 and verse 12. And Elisha answered and said unto them, if I be the man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him. And his 50, he asked a question. Elijah said, if you are the Son of God, if you who you say you are, he said, I need you to come down now, and I want the consuming fire. So guess what? Elijah asked God for something. Come on, somebody. Reason why we haven't got certain things, we're asking God, and when we ask God, do we believe? Do we have faith? Can we trust the process? Can we wait till God manifestation? Come on, somebody. Elijah said, if you who you say you are, I want the consuming. I want it. Come on, it's a gift. You want the Holy Ghost? He said it's a gift. It's free. Just ask God for it. He said that, and he will give it to us. We don't want some of us haven't got anything. Guess what? We're not really asking God for real. We say we ask God, but he said, do what? Don't ask me in a mist. And God said, don't doubt me. When we ask God for something, the Holy Ghost, the fire, the consuming fire, I want it. I want it. I want it. He said, okay, you got to fast. You got to pray. You got to seek me. Come on, somebody. He said, what you willing to sacrifice for this consuming fire? The Father said, that's a second wind coming. I felt the power of God. That's a second wind coming to me. I received it, y'all. I'm for real. I'm ready for the second wind. Stay in my position. Come on, somebody. We're going to our last scripture. Amen. I'm almost done. Amen. The last scripture is going to be Hebrews 12 and 29. For our God is a consuming fire. The fire of God begins to destroy things. The Bible says it is the anointing of God that comes to do what? Destroy every yoke. Come on, somebody. The anointing of God on our lives, we can speak things into manifestation. We can speak things though they're not, though they were, because we have the power, we have the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. And you have to know who you are. God has gave us the power, the authority to possess something, call things into as if we can speak life over their situation. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to be like Mary and Martha told Jesus, I know my brother Lazarus would arrive. I know he will in the resurrection. People say, you don't even know who I am. See, that's the power and the authority that God, Jesus, Lord, walk in. He said the same power, the authority that I walk in, you all can walk in that too, but you got to know who you are. He said he gave an access to who? The kingdom of God. But if you don't know who you are in the kingdom of God, you're forever going around trying to figure out, trying to ask this person, that person. You got to know who God is for your own self. That's why it's so important that we have what a person relationship with God. Amen. Because sometimes people can tell them things. It don't mean it came from God. That's why it's important, people of God, always have your word with you to back up what somebody's saying. Amen. That's why the Bible said you got to know them by what? The fruit they bear. Come on, somebody. You got to know them by the Spirit of God. You got to know when God's speaking, and you got to know when flesh is speaking. Amen. That's why we all need the Holy Ghost. I need it. I don't know about you all. I want more and more of God. My soul is crying out, God, I want more of you. The song said, fill me up until I want no more. And I didn't say, make me all over again. I want God to make me over again. I want to be filled. I want to be able to go back to God and say, God, here I am again. God, I need a refilling. You can come to God as many times you want, and we can ask the Father, Father, fill me up. Father, I need more. You come on, somebody. He said, we have not because we what? Ask now. And then he said, don't ask in a mist. When we ask God for something, like I said earlier, we got to learn how to wait. And to God, get ready to release what we have. I got some things now that have been promised to me. And I begin to ask God, why it had not been released? The Lord say, I delay your blessing because I don't want you to be connected to the wrong person. And when I give you your blessing, you don't want to give it away to somebody because your heart is so pure toward me. So I said, God, what are my blessings been held up? He said, because I've been waiting on you to get in your right place. Get in the place where I want you at. He said, I need you to be in line with me. So when I give you this blessing, you're going to know that it came straight for me. And then you'll be wise. You'll be considerate of your blessing, Lisa, that you won't be casting your pearl before the swan, because holding to the dog. So God said, I delay your blessing. I said, oh, my God. So I said, okay, God. He said, but I'm going to release it. But I need you to trust me. He said, when I release this blessing, I want you to trust me and wait till I give you instruction what to do with your blessing. See, we got to be very careful because sometimes we connect to the wrong people, and they, we got a bag with holes in it. Everything going through this bag, when we look in this bag, there's nothing there. We can be connected to some wrong people, and they begin to just suck us and sift us as God as Peter. He said, if enemy come to sift you as wheat. But then he told Peter, I already prayed for you. Some people is sifting us right now, and we wonder why we be so tired in our body. We wonder when we go before the Lord in prayer, we cannot flow properly. That's why be careful with your conversation on the phone. Be careful who you got praying for you. Be careful who people in your ear gate. The Bible said, guard your ear gate, guard your heart, and guard your anointing. We want the fire of God. I want the consuming fire. God, fill me up, God. If I got to go tarry before the Father, how often I have to do, some of us need to tarry because God want to give us some new tongues. Come on. He want to give us the tongues of the fire. The fire of God come to destroy everything in our life that's not like of God. We must stay in line, stay in position. Amen. It said that the tongues of fire represent presence of God. See, Holy Spirit, why does God take us through the fire? Uh-oh. Some of us don't want to go through the fire. Come on. We tell God, I can't do this. I don't want to go through the fire. But he said, I believe it's Prophet Isaiah. He told Isaiah, when you walk through the fire, you won't get burned. Come on, somebody. So we don't want to go through the fire. But the fire, God began to burn up everything in you and me that's not of God. Why did God take us through the fire? God used fire to chasten us when we stay away from him, Hebrews 12:5-11. And then God used the fire to keep us on our knees. Uh-oh. Woo. He said, you want the consuming fire? Lay prostrate before me. Get on your knees. Begin to cry out before me. Begin to fast and pray. God, I want the consumer fire. Lord, I want the fire. As in the book of Isaiah, when they was all in the upper room, God, you said you feel every last one of them, and they all begin to speak with utterance of tongue. That's why we want to have an encounter. We want to be in the presence and be around people. We are praying. We are crying out to God. And guess what? All of us will get feel. That's what my desire is. I don't want to just get the blessing and get the consumer fire that you ain't got it. I want you to get it too. Come on, somebody. But it's going to take coming together, oneness, unity, amen, to keep us on our knees, to bring us to a place in him where he can use for his glory. Today, everything I say is spoke out of my mouth. It is for God to get the glory, God to get the honor. I want him to say, well done, that daughter Lisa, that good and faithful servant. I want God to say, I'm well pleased of you, daughter. Amen. He says, for his glory, the consuming fire, God is holiness, is the reason for his being a consuming fire. Burn up anything that's not unholy. Ha, ha. Now, you better do a self-check. Do you really want the Holy Ghost for real? Do you want this consuming fire? Do you want the fire of God that on a day of Pentecost, they was all in the upper room, come on, somebody, and the fire fell, the fire fall, and they all got filled? That's what I desire. When I go to the house of God, the ministry, I want us all to be crying out. Come on, somebody. Don't be looking around. Come on. We want all to be crying out before the Lord. He said, and everybody going to get filled. Everybody get blessing. Everybody get your milk, your healing. But it's going to take us coming together as one unity. Lay aside everything that's not of God. I know who I am in the kingdom of God. But at the same time, we need to be looking out for our sister and our brother. Don't be selfish. Come on, somebody. God bless me. He said, I bless you to be a blessing to what other people. In my closing, God is holiness. Holiness. He said, what? Choose this day who you might serve. I don't know about you all. I just want to serve God. I just want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In my closing today, I pray that we will get into a place in him where he can use us for his glory. If you want the consuming fire, he said, I told you earlier, he said you got to fast and pray. You want the fire of God to fall upon you? Today the Lord says it's a second wind coming to you and me. But it's going to cost us to get the second wind. Amen? So in my closing, I encourage every woman, every man of God on this line today that you will stay in your proper place, in your position, and begin to fast, begin to pray. And my last thing to everyone, please be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Like me today, I was planning on eating this morning. I was really, well, for real, y'all, I'm going to be for real. But the Lord said, no, I need you to go ahead and fast. He said, I'm going to put nothing in your mouth but after you get through speaking. But you know, the Lord said, I don't need your flesh. I don't need your intellect. I don't need nothing about Lisa. I want everything. I want to speak through you. I want to download this word through you so you can give it to the people for God, just like I told you to do it. Come on, somebody. So y'all be blessed. I am done. I'm turning back into my sister hand, apostle. Amen. My sister, my connection.
Amen.
Right there, it's an apostle. It's in your hand. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Sounds good. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much, prophetess. Please go ahead and mute your phone so that we won't hear your noise in the background as I go ahead and give the closing of the program. And I'll come back to you shortly to ask you to pray, and then I'll mute my phone so I won't disturb
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Listen, people of God, do not doubt what God has released in this hour. As I was listening, amen. Today, the woman of God mentioned that you need to trust him for the instruction in this season. Indeed, I would concur that he is doing a new thing. Amen. A new thing is being released in this season to the body of Christ. I believe, and I would even guarantee you that the Father God is creating a new path in the midst of all this chaos around us. And we are being shifted into a new thing, a new season, new garments, new oil in the name of Jesus, even a new name. So the woman of God mentioned speaking life over dead things. And I think that this newness is a result of us killing those old things, those dead things that do not produce life according to the Spirit of God. And he's even gone so far as to say, shut the door on some things in our life in the name of Jesus, so that we can walk in the power and the authority that we have been given access to. In this new season of reaping, amen, it will only happen as you walk in obedience, trusting the instructions that are being released by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Change is indeed here, walking into your new now. And so we Shabbat the Lord, and we do expect a great move of God in your lives as a result of the Rhema word that has been released on the platform, particularly as it pertains to this season. And we declare the consuming fire of God be released in your life now in the name of Jesus. He is Almighty God. He is all-seeing and all-knowing, and he will fulfill your purpose as you follow and trust him for the instructions in this season in Jesus' name. And with that being said, now, Father God, I ask that you fill this broadcast with your fire and your glory, and that those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence and be filled as you touch the life and nature of God within them in the name of Jesus. And I will also want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. In Jesus' name. Now, Prophetess Lisa Harris, woman of God, open your mic and give the closing prayer, and then I will give the sign off of the program in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence this afternoon. Father, we thank you for a now word. We thank you, God, that we got this word this afternoon. We're going to receive the word. And God, we want that consuming fire. We want that the power. We want it, God, like you did in the books of Ice, God. And God, as you begin to say today, God, there's a second wind coming to you and me today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now for the ones that did took time out of their schedule to dial in today. God, I know that we all receive something today, God. God, it's not about me, but it's about you today, God. Everything that I say, it came straight from you. Hallelujah. I didn't add, I didn't take away, God. I gave it just as you told me to give the word of God on today. Ask you to bless this great mighty woman of God that given me another opportunity, God. God, to come before your people. And Father God, we just want to tell the Lord, thank him. I pray now that every man, every woman of God on this line of today, God, that their heart has been changed. I pray now, release, God, a fresh wind of glory. We release now, God, the fresh wind of fire. We release now, God, the fresh glory, the glory of God. Fall upon your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will strengthen every man of God, strengthen every woman of God today, God, that we will push them, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I pray that you will strengthen their mind, God, to mama down in their spirit. But you say, we've been made to it for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. Hallelujah. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing. If you faint not, you shall reap your harvest. There's no time to get weary. We will not today, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are for me, God. Oh, my God, we thank you now for the increase, God. We thank you for the elevation. We thank you for the promotion, God. We thank you for new wisdom, new revelation, oh, God. Today, download your people, oh, God. Prophet, apostle, say new thing. We receive the new thing. We receive the outpouring today. God, you get the glory. You get the honor today. Hallelujah. You say when praises go up, blessings shall come down. God, you said that you inhabit the praises of your people. Oh, my God, we shall back your name. We give you glory. We give you honor today. We reference you now, God, that you are consuming, God. We thank you, Father, that you Alpha Omega. You are the beginning. Today, we thank you now, God. And God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Send your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, woman of God. Go ahead and mute your phone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you so much. Queen, Prophetess Lisa Harris, the Lord bless you for releasing that pour on this platform. And thank you, Dr. Kimi Kim and the Elation Radio family. The Lord continue to bless you and watch over you, protect you and your family and those that are within your circle of influence. And I bless the Lord for the opportunity and the privilege. We do not take anything for granted, and nothing happens by incident or happenstance. So may the Lord God continue to bless each and every one of our listeners and those that will be listening on the replay. We thank the Lord for you stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. We are here every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless the Lord tells us something different. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Kimi Kim. Thank you for this opportunity and platform. May the Lord bless you. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Oh, that's what I just to live in a house or mansion, not just to drive in a fine fancy car. I just want more than a tangible possessions of this world. For made by the master's hand, I'm a unique design, not just to work every day for a dollar, not to dress for the approval of man. I have the image of a Father and a Savior, for with him I stand, with him I will remain.
I worship you.
was created for. I was created for. Whoa. I was created for. No, I believe in God. I was created.